弟兄姊妹，新年好。
Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们在新的一年一开始，我们可以有机会交通。
Thank the Lord that at very beginning of the year we have opportunity to share together.
在交通之前，我们还是有点祷告。
Let us have words of prayer before we start.
主，我们感谢你，还给我们这新的一年。
Lord, we thank you for once again giving us a new year.
我们愿意在这年头一开始的时候，把我们自己，也把你的教会再次交回到你自己的手中。
We would like to commit ourselves and also your church back onto your hands at the beginning of this year.
愿你自己在我们身上更多的显现，在教会中更多的带领你，照着你的旨意来带领我们。
Pray that you do even more manifestation on us and also according to your will, lead your church.
今天我们在无依无靠的等候在你的面前。
Once again, without any other dependence, we wait before you.
求你向我们的心说话。
Pray that you speak to our hearts.
求你向我们显现。
And show yourself to us.
你那大有功效的宝血再一次洁净我们。
And may your precious blood once again cleanse us.
你那无限量的圣灵再次充满我们。
And your infinite Holy Spirit once again fills us.
无论是讲的，是翻译的，是听的，我们都无依无靠的来到你的面前。
Whether the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, without any other dependence, we come before you.
愿你不但借着话语向我们说，也借着圣灵主向我们能够显现和启示你自己。
Pray that not only that you speak to us with your words, but through the Holy Spirit, you manifest yourself and reveal yourself to us.
谢谢你还给我们这样的机会。
We thank you for once again giving us such opportunity.
愿你荣耀你自己的名。
Pray that you glorify your name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 感谢主，我们在新的一年有这样的机会。
We thank the Lord that in the beginning of the new year we have the opportunity.
当我在那里寻求的时候，主给我一个新的方向。
As I seek before the Lord, He has given me a new direction.
其实这个方向呢，是我自己多年在主面前学习，到现在还在学习当中的。
Actually, this is the direction which I have been learning and still is learning until now.
你们看你们的那个单张上写信心生活。
If you read the program, it says that living in faith.
基督徒的生活事实上就是一个信心的生活。
Christian's life is actually a life of faith.
所以当我们信主的第一天就进入这个信心生活的这个实际里面去。
So on the first day of our believing the Lord, we enter into such life of faith.
所以这里有很多的功课会让我们遇到，让我们经历到。
So there are many lessons we will encounter and also experience.
信心对我们来讲是一个很熟悉的名词，但也是一个很陌生的东西。
Faith to us is a very familiar term. However, it's also a strange thing.
因为我们常常可以挂在口中说信心信心，但事实上我们好像也不太懂什么信心。
On the one hand, we often can say by faith, but actually we do not really understand what it is.
因为我们说我们是凭着信心而活，但可能很多时候我们并没有真正在信心里面。
On the one hand, we often say that we live by faith, but most of the time we are not living in faith.
所以这是一个很值得我们在主面前寻求、思考，能够在主面前得着的东西。
So this is something that really worthy for us to think and consider and gain before the Lord.
因为是义人是因信而生，而且是因就是本着信，因着信而以至于信。
For it is the righteous is justified by faith, and it's from faith to faith.
所以我们是从一个信心阶段走到另外一个信心阶段。
So it's from one stage of faith to the next stage.
所以到我们这个身体断气之前，我们都不可能逃避这个功课。
So before we breathe our last breath, that we cannot run away from this lesson.
那我想跟弟兄姊妹先读两处的圣经。
So I would like to read two places of scriptures together.
第一处读哥罗西书第一章。 15-20节。
The first place is Book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 15 to 20.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature?
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
For by him were all things created and are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的。 使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
For it pleased the Father that in him shall all fullness dwell.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的。
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I said, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven.
我们再读希伯来书第十一章。
And let's read the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
第一节,
verse 1.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
我们再读一次，是罗马书第一章，十七节。
We'll read another place. That is a book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 17.
这后面哈，这义是本于信，以至于信。
And the second part is that it's from faith to faith.
如经上所记，义人必因信得生。As
it is written, the just shall live by faith.
刚才我们读的这个哥罗西书第一章的这个话。The
scripture which we read from Book of Colossians chapter 1.
是我到目前为止发现在一段圣经里面讲到信心的锚，讲的最就是。
This is the place where I find that it talks most complete regarding the anchor of faith.
信心是有根据的。
The faith has its root.
不是凭空的。
It's not just something out there in the air.
所以我们的信心不是抛在空中的。
So the anchor of our faith is not just anchor in the air.
我们的信心是放在耶稣基督的身上。
Our faith is anchored on Jesus Christ.
所以这一段的圣经呢，它第一个方面告诉我们说，神的儿子耶稣基督呢，他就是那位至高的主宰。So
therefore, the first place it tells us is that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is the Most High.
哦，这是一个重大的认识。That
is a great discovery.
它不是只是个观念。It's
not only a concept.
它是一个事实。That
is a fact.
啊，如果你认识这个事实。 在你生命中，在你生活上会有重大的影响。
If you understand this fact in your life, in your daily living, it will have a great influence.
所以在那段圣经里面就告诉我们说，爱子就是神的儿子，就是神自己。
So in this scripture, it tells us the Son of beloved God is God Himself.
他呢是远远的超过所有一切受造物的上面。
And He far exceeds all those being created.
所以所有受造物是不能跟我们的主耶稣来相提并论的。
Therefore, all those being created cannot even compare with our Lord Jesus Christ.
而且他是创造者。
And he is the creator.
所以他有创造的权柄。
So he has authority of creation.
不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有思想过，创造的权柄是远远大过地上所有一切受造物的所有权柄。
I don't know if you have ever thought that the power of creation is greater than all of this being created.
所以万有是靠他造出的，在他里面造。
Therefore, all things were being created in him and by him.
也是借着他造。
Also through him.
也是为他造。
Also for him.
所以我们是为什么生活？
So, who do we live for?
当然为创造我们的创造者生活。
Of course, we live for the creator who has created us.
而且呢，他是远在万有之先。万有呢是靠他而立的。
And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
这告诉我们他是调度一切的，就是说所有一切这支配的权柄在他身上。
And it shows us that he is in control, he is in managing of everything.
而且一切所有受到住他的托住，他的运动完全是靠他。
And for all of the creations, how their movement is all by him.
这叫我们是在看见是很荣耀的一面。
And we see this is very glorious.
另外呢，第二个大方面就是，所有的丰盛，一切的丰盛都是在他里面居住。
And the second big aspect is that all the fullness dwells in him.
所以，如果我们希望有丰富，我们绝对不可能离开他。
Therefore, if we hope to have all the fullness, then we definitely cannot go away from him.
在那段圣经里面告诉我们说，他是教会的头。
And in that scripture, it says that he is the head of the church.
啊，他是教会，他是身体的头。
He is the head of the body.
我刚看的时候有点意外，为什么把教会摆前，我把这个世界摆前面
？At first, I was surprised that why is it that it put church first? Why not the world?
我稍微思想了下，里面有一点开始，就是原来神的丰富将来是借着教会彰显的。
As I think about it, it kind of revealed to me that the fullness of God is being manifested through church.
所以今天我们被带到神的教会里面是一件荣耀的事情。
So it is very glorious for us to be brought into the church of God.
那这个教会的头是谁呢？
So who is the head of the church?
就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
That is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
啊，那他呢？所以在凡事上，在一切上面都是。居首位。
And in all things, he has the preeminence.
这个首位呢，一面他是所有的源头。
This preeminence means that he is the source of all things.
所以我们常常面对事情的时候，要问说源头从哪里来。
So when we face different things, we shall ask, where is the source?
源头从地上来呢，还是源头从宝座来
？Is the source from earth or from the throne?
源头出于人呢，还是源头出于我们的主耶稣
？Is the source from man or from our Lord Jesus?
而且呢，因为他首先复活，所以呢，他真的是万有的元首。
And also because he's the firstborn from the dead, therefore he is truly the head of all things.
神实在乐意把一切的丰富都居住在他里面。
Truly, God it pleases God to have all the fullness dwelling in him.
所以我们可以说，我们如果跟主的关系脱了节，我们大概就离开了丰富。
Therefore, if we do not have the right relationship with God, then we leave all the fullness.
第三个方面呢，就是他呢，他被钉十字架，他做神恢复万有的工作。
And the third aspect is that he's been crucified, and therefore he's doing the reconciliation work.
他不但使人，他也要使万物都与他和好，都恢复。
Not only that he would like man to reconcile with him, but also he would like all things to be reconciled with him.
而他在教会，在我们每一个圣徒身上的工作，就是先是和好。
And the work he has done in church and each one of the saints is that to let us reconcile with him.
然后把我们带到圣洁。
And bring us into holiness.
没有瑕疵。
Without blemish.
无可责备。
Unreprovable.
完完全全的被引到神面前。
Completely brought to God.
这个信心的锚需要我们在主面前思想。
We need to think about this anchor of faith.
那如果我们信心的锚抛对了，我们在主面前的生活就常常能够经历主。
If we have cast our anchor of faith on the right place, then therefore we can often experience our Lord.
不但常常经历主，而且常常的遇见主。
Not often experience the Lord, but often meet Him.
那我们在过这个信心生活里面， 信心是因着相信才有信心。
As we live this life of faith, that it is that what because we believe, then there is faith.
所以我花了一点时间在主面前把信心，把相信这个字，好信，就是说信心是名词，相信是动词。
So therefore, I took some time to gather this word. Faith is a noun, and to believe is a verb.
那相信呢？有相信这一面，神的话所表达的。
To believe, it has its aspects of what God's words would like to show us.
信心有信心这一面话所表达的。
And faith also have the God's words that He would like to show us.
那我特别在看那些话的时候，让我注意的一个方面。
As I look at over those words, then I have paid attention.
就是当一个人相信主，他相信他在相信主的时候，在他里面会产生许多的故事。
So that if one believes unto the Lord in Him, there are many stories happen to him.
所以你相信主，你跟随主是有经历的。
Therefore, if you believe the Lord and follow the Lord, then you have experience.
那我这个把它这个查考了之后呢，我稍微整理注意了一下，这个相信之旅啊，就相信的这个行程呢、啊，有42个点。
After I do some research and organizing, I find that there are 42 stations of our journey of believing.
这个42只是暂时的发现哈。
Those 42 points are only the temporary discovery.
但是我发现这42的时候，我想说，哎呀，这我们旷野不是42站吗？
But then I also saw that we also have 42 stations in wilderness.
能不能拿来比对呢？我还不敢讲。但是呢，这42点对我是有帮助的。
I do not dare to say if we can compare them together, but those 42 points truly have helped me.
所以我暂时把这个42点当作相信之旅，42个点。
So right now, I put those 42 stations as the journey of our faith.
所以我们靠着主恩典，我们来一同就是交通一下。
So by the Lord's grace, let's fellowship together.
那第一个点就是悔改。
The first point is to repent.
我想到悔改的时候，我真的不知道怎么交通。
When I think about repentance, I truly don't know how to share.
但是主呢？把光呢转到我自己身上。
But the Lord has shone the light upon myself.
因为我以前是个非常非常刚硬的人。
Because I was someone very strong-headed.
基督徒找我去聚会是免谈。
It was impossible for a Christian to ask me to go to meetings.
吃饭呢就一定会来。
If they ask me to go to meals, of course I went.
所以我没有机会听到福音。
So there was no chance for me to hear any gospel.
虽然没有机会听到福音，但是在我生命的过程当中，神开启了我。
Although I had no chance to hear about the gospel, but through my life experience, the Lord has revealed to me.
让我从里面有个把握，宇宙之间一定有一个至高的主宰。
So inside of me, I had such assurance that in this universe, there truly a highest creator.
我不知道他是谁，我也不认为他会是耶稣。
I did not know who he was, and I did not think it would be Jesus.
可是当我得救的那一天啊，我真的发现我这是大错特错。
But on the day I got saved, I truly felt I was so wrong.
原来我过去十几年以上的时间，不断的有机会人要带我要信耶稣。
Actually, for all those past more than 10 years, that there were so many people would like to bring me to believe unto Jesus.
我就东躲西藏，就是没信。
And I tried to hide it, then I did not believe.
那就是我根本就不想要。不想要这个救，就是不想要信耶稣这件事情。
Actually, I did not even want to have anything to do about believing unto Jesus.
结果一信了耶稣，原来那个至高者就是耶稣。
Then after I believe unto Jesus, I realized that the one that's most high is Jesus.
我里面很深的感觉，我错了。
I truly felt that I was wrong.
我悔改，我应当悔改。
I need to repent.
所以我经历到说，我因为不认识这位至高者。
So that I experienced that because I did not know this Most High, therefore I repent.
然后我信主不久呢，神用很奇妙的方法把我抽了七年多的烟呢，嘣，戒掉了。
And after I believed unto Jesus, that with a very amazing method that God let me quit from smoking after I smoked for more than 7 years.
我虽然就是自己曾经戒过烟戒不掉，但是我 到那个时候已经下定决心不再戒烟了。
Although I have tried to quit from smoking, but I could not do it. But at that time, I was determined that I would not smoke anymore.
就在我决定不再戒烟的时候，烟突然戒掉。
Just at the time that I decided not to try to quit anymore, that suddenly I was able to quit from smoking.
这个时间呢，大约有半年多的时间，我是完全是我是被动的被戒掉的。
There were more than about half year that without me trying to do it, I just quit.
有一天我上班。
One day I went to work.
我现在想不起为什么。
I did not even remember why.
可能当时想说是，哎呀，上班要交际啊，这个交际有根烟就方便多了。
Maybe it was because I thought it was easier if I have a cigarette on my hand that I could socialize.
所以我又去买了一包红色三五牌的香烟。
So that I bought another pack of cigarettes.
我想说，我干嘛不抽烟呢？我干嘛就一直都不抽烟呢？这样下来呢？
I thought, how come I don't smoke even until now?
所以我就去买来打开了，第一根烟的第一口烟，一抽就马上呛到。
So I bought this whole pack, I opened it, and from the first time I tried to smoke, I choked.
因为这个把烟拿回来是我自己的意思。
Because it was my own thought, I would like to take the cigarette back.
然后有一个声音就跟我讲说，为什么我帮你戒掉，你又去拿回来。
Then a voice told me that why was it that I helped you to quit, but then you take it back?
哇，我里面真是觉得羞惭了，那个真是觉得很难过。
I truly felt very shameful inside.
所以那包烟只抽一口。
So for the whole pack, I only smoked just one.
然后从此就丢掉，就再也没，到现在再也没抽过烟。
Then I threw it away. I never smoked again, even until now.
所以我为了这个在主面前悔改。
So for this, I repent before the Lord.
另外，有的时候，这个好像没有主的引导，我就一冲一冲，我就是决定要做什么东西。
And also sometimes without Lord's guidance, I decide to do something.
还没做的时候都没有感觉有什么不对。
Before I did it, I didn't think there was something wrong.
等到真的照着自己的意思一出去一踏出去，啊，发现错了。
But when I, as soon as I made the first step according to my own will, then I knew I was wrong.
没有选择，回到主面前悔改。
Without any choice, I had to come before the Lord and repent.
但有的时候呢，明明有主的引导，但是就在那里都不动，都不动。
But sometimes there was Lord's guidance, but I did not even make a move.
这我经历最多就是在读经聚会。
Then what I experienced most about this is that at the Bible gathering meeting.
我讲不是在这里，我讲是在台湾的时候。
I'm not talking about what happened here, but I talk about back in Taiwan.
明明我在家里在准备的时候有话。
When I was preparing at home, there were words.
而且在聚会当中呢，这个话还在那里运动。
And also during the gathering, those words still touch me.
我就在那里等，交通一个，一个交通一个，又交通一个，我就是不讲话。
So I waited after many people shared, I still did not speak.
等啊，通通讲完了，时间完了，结束，聚会结束了。
After I waited and the time was up.
我以为这样是一种谦卑啊。
I thought it was a kind of being humble.
等到我开车回家的时候，里面有个声音说，为什么我给你的你就不说？
But when I was driving home, a voice told me that why you did not speak what I told you.
主说我给你的不是给你而已，是给大家的。
What I have given you was not only to you only, but to everyone.
我回家只好悔改。
After I went home, I had to repent.
有时候问问主说，还要不要下边要不要补一下
？Then sometimes I ask the Lord, should I say it again next time?
有时候就是需要补，所以我下礼拜。一来冲第一个，我说对不起，我要补上个礼拜的。
Sometimes true that I need to say the next time.
需要悔改。
Truly we need repent.
有主的引导而不照主的行动，需要悔改。
If there is Lord's guidance, but we do not do so according to the Lord, then we need to repent.
有的时候的确我们的心很不清洁。
Sometimes it's true that our heart's not clear.
当我心不清洁的时候。 需要到主面前悔改。
When our hearts are not clean, we need to come before the Lord to repent.
有时候服侍主做一些事情。
Sometimes when we serve the Lord, we do some work.
这个动机不讨主喜悦。
And those motivations do not please the Lord.
别人不知道，我知道。
Others do not know, but I know.
别人可能没有说什么，但是主不放过我。
Others probably did not mention anything, but the Lord did not let me go.
所以我需要到主面前悔改。
So I need to come to the Lord to repent.
有时候里面好像是一个主带领的东西，又把自己的东西掺进去。
Sometimes it is true that Lord has led, but I put what's from myself to mix in.
最后的结果还是悔改。
And the result that was repent as well.
悔改在基督徒是一个重要的经历。
To repent is a very important experience for Christians.
悔改不是只有在刚信主的时候需要悔改。
To repent is not only for those who just believe the Lord.
因为我们活在肉身当中，我们还有很多机会会做不讨主喜悦的事情。
Since we live in flesh, therefore we have a lot of opportunities to do things which do not please the Lord.
所以不要有一种想法说悔改已经不再是我需要的东西。
So do not think that I no longer need to repent.
当我不悔改的时候，我在主面前好像就是没有路。
When I do not repent, there seems to be no way for me before the Lord.
我跟主的关系好像就产生了很重大的障碍。
There is a great hindrance between my relationship with the Lord.
人家交通那些在主面前怎样蒙主的带领、蒙主恩典的事情，我里面一点都不相应。
When others share about how they experience Lord's grace and experience Lord's leading, there's no echo from me.
当我在主面前认真彻底的悔改。
When I truly sincerely repent before the Lord.
人家有主的带领的时候，我里面呢也有响应。
Then when others are being led by the Lord, I also echo.
我在聚会中有一个特别的收获。
In the meeting, I have a very special receiving.
因为我曾经待过一些聚会是在很低层的光景底下。
Because I have been to some meetings which were truly in a low condition.
很多的弟兄姊妹属灵的光景非常的软弱。
Many of the brothers and sisters have a very weak spiritual condition.
当我跟主之间没有障碍的时候，
When I have no hindrance between the Lord,
我发现在那个很软弱的情况底下，我仍然有收获。
I find that I can still gain much even in such weak condition.
有时候看到这种软弱，有时候看到那种软弱。
Sometimes I see this kind of weakness or that kind of weakness.
主有时候就提醒我说，如果我把你摆在那样的一个机会里面，你要不要像那个样？
Then the Lord remind me that if I put you in that kind of situation, will you become like that?
我知道主他把我摆在一个好像一个人很不喜欢的环境，但是却给我很多正面的学习。
I know that the Lord put me in such circumstances that people do not like, but He has taught me many positive things.
如果我在悔改上面没有认真的学习，我这都经历不到。
If I have not learned very seriously about repentance, I would not have learned about those other things.
因为如果没有在主面前有一个跟主通畅的关系，很多的属灵的学习都是关闭的。
Because if we do not have a relationship with the Lord that is without obstacles, then there are a lot of learnings before the Lord. It's all closed to us.
好，那第二个点就是，当我们相信主的时候，主会带领我们经历，不要怕这个经历。
Then the second point is that when we believe the Lord, then Lord will help us to go through the experience of without fear.
你信主的过程中有没有经历会怕的情况？
When you dream the experience of you believing the Lord, have you ever experienced fear?
有。
Yes.
我经历很多。
I have much experience.
啊，但是有一个经历怎么样说？你遇到了极大的难处，甚至遇到了死亡，但是主告诉你说不要怕。
But one experience that you have experienced a great difficulty, even facing death, but the Lord tells me, do not fear.
如果因为你相信主，你 从主那里得着不要怕的这样的一个话的时候，你相信了主，你 就真的不会怕。
If because you believe the Lord and you receive the word from the Lord, do not be afraid. Then you, once you believe, then definitely you will no longer be in fear.
我印象中说有人找过，我是没找过，说不要怕有365次。
Some people have found that the word do not be afraid have appeared 365 times.
所以当你相信主的时候，你到主面前去，主会帮助你把惧怕除掉。
So when you believe the Lord, when you come before the Lord, and the Lord will remove the fear from you.
啊，记得我在这里交通过，我们刚买房子就被查封，那马上就怕起来，对不对？
I have shared here that as soon as I bought my house, then it got closed up by the government, and so I was in great fear.
但是主一说话之后呢，马上就没有怕了。
But immediately, as soon as the Lord spoke, no longer fear anymore.
那另外一个经历就是当我们想信，信不来。
Another experience is that we would like to believe, but we could not.
有很多人有这样的经历，就是我觉得可以信，我觉得应该要信，但是就信不来。
There are many who have such experience. I feel that I should believe, but I cannot.
那主对这样人怎么说呢？
So what does the Lord say to such person?
他说你如果能信，在信的人就凡事都能。
And the Lord says that if you're able to believe, to those who believe, everything is possible.
那明明是我的信不来，怎么还能信呢？
But then I cannot believe, then how can I believe?
这也就是说，我们需要，在我觉得不行的时候，我还是把我自己转向主。
So it is when I think I'm not able, I still turn myself onto the Lord.
我转向主，我能够转过来向主之后，那我就把我这个能，把我这一面我做了。我转向主，我转向你，现在主你看怎么办。
So what I can do is I turn onto the Lord, and then I see what the Lord can do.
因为这个经历呢，是在一个有一个孩子被鬼附的父亲身上。
This experience happened to the father whose child was being cast by demons.
他说，主跟他说，你如果能信，在信的人凡事都能。
And the Lord say that if you believe, then to those who believe, everything is possible.
但是这个爸爸说什么？他说我相信，但是呢，我信不足。我信不足是中文的翻译。其实我相信，但是我发现我不信，里面有不信。
And the father says that I believe, but I'm still unbelieving inside.
然后他就讲了一句话，他说求主帮助。
And he say, Lord, help me.
所以当我们真是往前去的时候，你就发现主就做了。
So truly, if we go forward, then the Lord would do it.
所以当我们如果愿意站在把我们那一面做了，你就发现主他就成就许多奇妙的事情。
So if truly we do what we can do from our side, then the Lord will fulfill many miraculous things.
然后另外一面的功课就是，他说要心里不疑惑，只信。所说的必成就。
And another lesson is that without any doubt in our hearts, we just believe what we believe shall be done.
这个是他特别是讲到那个移山的祷告。
Especially talk about the prayer to move the mountain.
要移除一些东西。
To remove things.
那要你要祷告到里面，你里面你说的，他就成就了。
We shall pray to the point that as we say it, then it's fulfilled.
我记得我们在买房子的时候。
I remember when we were purchasing the house.
我那时候我就祷告祷告，我就说了一句话。
Then as I pray, then I said that.
我说如果主已经安排好他，我大一个房子都不用看。
I say that if the Lord has already made all the arrangements, most likely I'm not going to see any house.
结果我们现在买了这个房子，我真的一个房子都没看。
Then it turned out it was so true that I did not go out to see any house.And then I bought this house which I'm living in.
你叫我怎么解释它？我不会解释。
How could I explain it? I did not know how.
但是当我在主面前亲近主，为了这个问题带到主面前，反复的在那里祷告寻求的时候呢，那个感觉就在里面。
But as I keep praying and seek before the Lord about this issue, I had such feeling.
那当时讲出来的时候，你要怎么解释？我是没办法解释，但是就是有这种感觉讲出来。
But I did not know how to explain this, but I felt it, so I said it.
感谢主的怜悯，那次讲对了，就真的一个房子没看，就买了房子。
Thank the Lord for being merciful. I was right, and truly that I did not even go out to see any house.
所以这些是可经历的，但是我们是没有办法自己决定的。
So those are things that we can experience, but we cannot make decision on our own.
这个相信的这个行程当中，第五个来说什么？就是当你祷告祷告的时候呢，哎，主告诉你说你得到了。
So the fifth aspect of this journey of faith is that after you pray, the Lord told you you have already received.
所以有句话说，信是得着的，就必得到。
So there's a saying that if you believe you receive, then you have received.
所以这里是你是有祷告，然后这是得到。
So on the one end is prayer, and the other side is receiving.
但是当你祷告到一个阶段的时候，到这个阶段的时候呢，哎，主已经告诉你说你得到。
But as you pray to the point, Lord already told you you have received.
那你怎么办呢
？So what should you do?
这个时候呢，你就要。开始感谢，开始赞美。
Then, starting from this point, you should start to give thanks and praise.
如果你这个时候主已经告诉你，我已经给你了，然后你还在那拼命求、拼命求，你就发现这个祷告就祷告不下去了。
If after the Lord told you I already give it to you, but you continue to seek to ask Him, then you can no longer pray.
不但祷告不下去，好像什么，根本就不相信主的带领，不相信主已经给你。
Not only that you can no longer pray, but it's that you don't even believe Lord's guidance.
所以祷告祷告说，哎，得着了。你说信是得着的，就必得着。
So as you pray and then you feel received, then therefore once you believe, then you received.
啊，这些都很多有些弟兄姊妹都有经历到的。
So many brothers and sisters here have experienced it.
好，那另外一面呢，就是当我们是带着谦卑柔软的这个态度来到主面前的时候。
And another aspect is that when we come before the Lord with humbleness and meekness,
主所说的话常常叫我们成为经历。
What Lord says often becomes our experience.
所以如果我们在主面前是一个很单纯的相信、单纯的依靠主，主会把他的话给我们，而且呢，那个话是可经历的话。
So if we come before the Lord with a very simple, pure heart, then Lord will give us His words, and those words is what we can experience.
所以我们读圣经不能一直留在这个客观的立场。
So as we read the Bible, we cannot always stay subjective, objectively.
我们虽然要查考圣经，但是呢，我们不能一直留在客观的那个角度去看它。
So although we have to search the scripture, but we cannot always stay objective.Objectively,
我记得过去帮助我的年长弟兄常常给我们提醒说，读圣经为你自己读，不要为别人读。
I remember the elderly brother often remind me that you should read the scripture for yourself, not for others.
如果我读圣经为别人读，我根本就不经历他了。
If I read the scripture for others, then I cannot experience the Lord.
如果我读圣经是为我自己读呢，主就把我带到身体的丰富里面去。
If I read the scripture for myself, then the Lord will bring me into a fullness of the body.
所以我们读到这话说，哦，这个该悔改，不是别人悔改，是我悔改。
So if we read, it says that one should repent. It is I should repent, not others should repent.
而你得到这个启示说，哎呀，这应该他得的启示，不是应该是我应该接受他的启，接受主给的启示。
So once you receive the revelation, it is myself who should receive such revelation, not others.
所以这些都是我们自己在主面前需要一点一点得到。
So those are the little things that we shall receive bit by bit before the Lord.
那什么人能够得着呢
？So who can receive?
柔软谦卑在主面前。
Those who are being soft and being humble before the Lord.
一个最奇妙的那个见证就是玛利亚成为主耶稣肉身的母亲。
The very amazing testimony is that Mary became the mother of Jesus in flesh.
因为童女怀孕生子这是预言。
Because for a virgin to give birth is a prophecy.
那当天使来向她说话的时候，是成为什么？成为经历的话。
So when the angel spoke to her, it becomes something able to experience.
她如果稍微想一想，我还没结婚就生孩子，那不是很惨？
If you really consider that without, even before getting married, then I gave birth, wouldn't that become so shameful?
他实在是活在神的面前，他说我情愿照着神 你所说的话
Truly, she was living before God, therefore she said that do it according to what you said.
所以她不但经历神的话, 她也成为神话语成就的通行的器.
Therefore, not only she experienced Lord's words, but she became the vessel for God's words to be fulfilled.
所以今天在教会, 神也找这样的器.
Therefore, today in church, God is in search of such vessels.
神找那样 能够柔软在主的面前，当主他旨意的话，他启示的话，通过的时候，能够借着弟兄姊妹，显出那些话语的真实的见证出来。
God is looking for those people who are able to be soft and humble before the Lord. So when His words reveal, then those brothers sisters can through those words become His vessel.
所以我们读圣经绝对不要留在客观的，一直留在客观的那个阶段。
So as we read the scripture, we cannot always stay in the objective stage.
客观是为着叫我们发现事实。
To be objective is for us to find the facts.
主如果把客观的事实给我们，我们就要问主说：“主，你有什么旨意？”
If the Lord has given us objective facts, then we shall ask the Lord, "What is your will?"
为什么把这些话给我们？
Why have you given us such words?
他给不给别人那不是我的事，但是为什么要给我们？
Whether he gives to others is not for me to judge, but why should he give to me?
相信这个字哈, 在新约的用字很奇妙。
To believe, this is very amazing as it appears in New Testament.
用在我们身上就是相信。
To use it unto myself is to believe.
用在神把他的旨意或把他的话托给那些人去 去为他传达的时候，就变成托付。
So for what God entrusts His words unto others, for them to preach the words, it becomes an entrustment.
所以这个翻译同一个原文字有两个翻译，至少两个翻译。
So for the same original text, there are two translations.
那看这个源头是什么？如果是从我这边去的话，是相信的；如果从神那边来的话，变托付。
So we have to see which source is from. If it starts from me, then it's to believe. If it's from God, then it's an entrustment.
所以今天主如果让我们明白了什么东西，那不是只是为我们不是只是叫我们知道一个道理就算了。
So if today God let me understand something, it's not just to understand a knowledge.
我讲这个明白是特别是从圣经来的，不是别人给我们的。
What I mean by understanding is this understanding directly from the Bible, not from others.
主如果开启什么，那个开启在被开启人身上，他就成为神的托付。
For whatever God has revealed, for the person who received the revelation, it becomes an entrustment to him.
因为那个人接受托付，神才有器皿来成就他的话。
Because this person has received the entrustment, therefore God has the vessel to fulfill His words.
所以玛利亚她听到天使讲的话说你要怀孕生子，那事实上就是同于怀孕生子的意思。
So when Mary heard from the messenger to say that you should be pregnant with and give birth, it means that virgin gives birth.
就神把几千年前的话现在说要做在他身上。
So God would like to fulfill the word for more than 1,000 years ago to fulfill on her.
所以玛利亚说我情愿照主的话成就。
So Mary said that do it according to Lord's will.
另外呢，神的话，不，另外相信他用了另外一句，就经历因为主的话带来得救。
And another experience that because of the experience of Lord's words is unto salvation.
当我们相信主的话的时候，真的主把我们带到那个得救的那个实际的光景去。
So when we believe unto Lord's words, then He will bring us into the reality of being saved.
我在刚信主不久的时候，遇到了有一群弟兄姊妹，然后有一个姊妹她的一个子女发生了邪灵附身的问题。
After not long after I believed the Lord, I met some brothers and sisters, and one of the sisters' knees have been demon casted, demon possessed.
就那个邪灵附身在那个小女生的身上，影响就是让她头脑不清楚，让她不能专心，让她这个读书呢就读不出效果出来。
And the result of the demon possession on that little girl was that she could not concentrate on studying, and also she was very confused.
所以她考大学呢，好像考了两次都没考上。
So she could not pass the college exam after two times.
他们发现呢，这个女孩子被邪灵附身。Then
they realized that this girl was being demon possessed.
那个姊妹呢，她终于征求她的姐姐的同意，把这个孩子带到教会来。
And finally, the sister, after her elder sister agreed that she brought this girl to the church.
这个年轻女孩一到了教会，哎，就好起来，头脑也清楚了，什么都好起来。
As soon as this girl came to the church, she became well. Her mind became clear.
等到呢，她一回家呢，哎，又不行了。
But as soon as she returned home, she got confused again.
那不可能一天到晚在教会啊。
And it was not possible for her to stay in church all the time.
所以就这样反反复复到了教会，到弟兄姊妹当中，哎，就好起来。那一离开回家，哎，又不行了。So
it was like this back and forth.
那这个姊妹就祷告，怎么办呢？怎么办？So
this sister prayed, what shall she do?
后来呢，这主开启她说，你就叫她读圣经。Then
the Lord revealed to her that ask her to read the Bible.
就把它读出来，她每天就读圣经读出来。
To read the word out loud.
那这个小女生呢，她也愿意，她一边读一边就觉得反正就读，就读越人越好。
And this young girl just read the words out loud, and as she read, and she became better and better.
过一段时间呢，哎，这个邪灵彻底的解决，那个邪灵离开了。
And after a while, this demon completely left her.
这个小女生。 离开的时候，第二年就考上大学了。And
as soon as the demon left her, she passed the college exam the second year.
所以我们不知道神的话到底有多大的能力。So
we do not understand how great is the power of God's words.
要认真。We
shall be serious.
不但要读，要把话藏在心里面。Not
only we shall read, but hide His words in us.
因为撒旦怕神的话进到人心里面。
Because Satan is very afraid God's words to be dwelling in man's heart.
所以呢，人在聚会的时候呢，啊，就觉得不错。但是呢，如果我们的心不对着主，
So during the meetings we might feel good, but if our hearts are not toward the Lord.
刚才听了还觉得不错的话，一出门呢，撒旦就把它捡走了。
What we just heard seems pretty good, but then as soon as we left the meeting, then Satan picked it away.
刚才觉得不错，一出门呢，哎，讲了什么？
We might feel what we heard was good, but then as soon as we left, then we don't even remember.
啊，这不是笑话。
Those are not jokes.
这是真的。That's
true.
因为什么？撒旦真的是想尽办法把话从人的心中通通挪走。
Because truly, Satan tries his best to remove all of God's words from man's heart.
因为路加福音告诉我们说，因为那个话进到人的心里面，人会得救的。
Because from Gospel Luke tells us that for the words to enter man's heart, one shall be saved.
啊，所以当你那个话跟主自己是一致的时候，你一相信了，你就进入得救的状态。
So when the words in line with the Lord, then as soon as you believe, then you are saved.
好，相信在第八个方面呢，就是会接待主。
Then the eighth aspect about believing is to host the Lord.
这个接待主就是承受啊，就是接受主，对吧？To
receive the Lord is that to accept Him.
啊，接受主人他就不再会抵挡主了。Once
one is able to receive the Lord, then he no longer rejects Him.
啊，不但抵挡主，而且他会接受神的光照。Not
only that he is not against the Lord, but he is able to receive the enlightening of the Lord.
也会接受主的呼召。
And also receive Lord's calling.
当然呢，生命也接进来了。And
of course, receive the life.
同时呢，神的旨意就一同就接受在心里面。And
at the same time, receive God's will in our hearts.
所以当接受主之后呢，这生命就开始改变。So
once receiving the Lord, then our life changes.
哦，我就想到我信主差不多大约一个月的时候，我觉得我也没做什么啊。
Then it reminded me that about after 1 month after I believed the Lord, it seems I did not do anything special.
在我的觉得只有一点不一样，说我每次碰到人就跟他讲耶稣多好，耶稣多好。
Then only one thing was different. Whoever I met, I tell them how good Jesus is.
然后就好几个人讲说，哎，你变了，你真的变了很多。我想不出我变哪里。
Then many told me that you truly have changed much, but I could not think what have I been changed.
我只是觉得主耶稣真的很棒，哎，他是真的至高者。
I only truly felt that Lord Jesus is so good. He's truly the Most High.
所以我碰到的朋友说，你要来认识，你要来认识，哎。
So whoever I met, I just tell them that you should come to know Jesus.
我不知道我有变多少。
I did not realize I have been changed.
但常常人家谈说，我说，哎，你怎么变那么快？一个月不见你就天壤之别啊。
But often when people met me, they say that you have changed so much just in 1 month.
这是因为相信神在人身上做了奇妙的工作。
This was because of this belief that God has done an amazing work on people.
好，第九个方面。
And the ninth aspect.
相信的人，他会接受神的鉴察和光照。
For those who believe, he will able to receive God's examination and enlightening.
啊，不要听这话，不要害怕。
So don't be afraid when you hear those.
听这个话，这是有福的话。
For you to hear this, this is a blessed word.
如果我们暗中所做的事情，主都能知道。
For what we have done hiddenly, that if the Lord knows everything.
我们在主面前就是没有地方可以躲的。
So actually, there's no place for us to hide before the Lord.
但是这指的说，我们想要有一点隐私啊，不想让人家知道。
But it has.
隐私就是 privacy， 不想让人家知道。
So, but for us, we would like to have little privacy that we don't want others to know.
不，这只是我们想的这一面而已。
But that's only one aspect we thought of.
但如果在我们的心里面藏着那个连我自己都不知道，而且不能解决的那样的苦毒、那样的伤害，怎么办？
But what if in my heart it'sIn its depths, it's been hidden. There's a bitterness or even something being hurt that I do not even realize is there.
有些东西深到一个地步，就是连我最认识自己的我都不知道。
Something might be so deep to the point that even myself, who know myself the most, I don't even realize it.
因为我自己是学过一些心理学和社会工作。
Because I have learned something about psychology and social work.
那我们在学那个过程当中呢，第一个学习的功课就是要学会自我分析。
When I was learning those lessons, the first lesson I should learn is to learn about self-analysis.
要把我自己拨开，再拨开，再拨开，再拨开，就一直看看里面，就是把这个人要看我自己看透。
To look all into the depths of myself.
但是很可惜，有些东西呢，拨不到那里去。
But unfortunately, for some things that I cannot even see.
所以在我生命中呢，我经历到说，有些东西呢，藏在我的生命中，我连知道都不知道。
So I have learned that there are many things that's been hidden in my life, which I don't even realize.
直到有一天信主了之后，主呢，好像看了那个谁啊，那个。是菲利吧？拿但叶，他说你在无花果树底下，我就看见了你。
So it's to the point like the Lord said to Nathaniel that I have already seen you under the fig tree.
我想拿但叶他想他自己的东西，真没有人看到他。
但 Nathaniel was thinking that I was thinking about something and nobody saw me.
但主说你在那个无花果树底下的时候，我就看到你了。
But the Lord said that I have already seen you when you were under the fig tree.
结果呢，拿但叶整个人就震惊起来。
Then Nathaniel was truly shocked.
所以他承认主是神的儿子。
So he truly said that you are the Son of God.
所以我自己经历也是这样，主有一天光照了之后，哇，我说哇，我怎么不知道有这个东西？
So it was also my experience that one day when Lord shines on me, I realized I did not even know it.
非常感谢主，主那时候说什么？我让你知道你有这个东西，不是就是不要让你继续落在那个苦毒伤害里面。
So、I really thank the Lord because the Lord told me that I led you to realize you have such feeling is because I want I want you no longer to be under such bitterness and harm.
主让我知道，他知道我所不知道的，就是要救我。
The Lord let me know that He knows what I don't know is to deliver me.
所以，经历主的鉴察是好事。
So it is a good thing to experience the Lord's examination.
而且经历之后呢，这个属灵的这一个，对于属灵的事啊，他的视野是扩大的。
So after such experience, we are being enlarged to spiritual things.
啊，如果主耶稣所有的我们对他的认识限制在我们的思想里面呢，那主耶稣你不会敬拜他的。
If what our understanding about the Lord is only limited in our own thoughts, then we cannot worship Him.
但是主真的是很荣耀。
But truly our Lord is glorious.
他能鉴察我们看不见的东西。
He is able to examine the things we cannot see.
这使得我们能够常常被他归正。
So it helps us that we can always be corrected by Him.
再回到一个对的、正常的、能够被他造就的光景。
To be brought back to the status that we is normal, is upright, which you can be edified by Him.
所以这是有福气的。
So it is blessed.
啊，那在另外一面，就是当我们在相信的这个过程当中，你会逐渐的会看见主的荣耀。
And another aspect is that through this journey of faith, then we can gradually see the glory of God.
那圣经讲说，当他荣耀显出来的时候，其实是指这里讲是指主耶稣他使水变成酒。
So when the Bible says that when His glory is shown, that it's actually talking about our Lord changed the water into wine.
所以当主行一些神迹出来的时候，事实上是他荣耀的一个彰显的一个方面。
So when our Lord does those miracles, it's a way for His glory to be manifested.
如果我们不相信他，他已经显出荣耀，我们也看不出来。
If we do not believe unto Him, when His glory is being manifested, we still cannot realize it.
许多时候，以前我觉得我没有信主的时候，就是其实神已经在我上有很多的工作，但我一点都没有感觉，一点都看不出来。
I feel that even before I believed the Lord, actually, He has already done much work on me, but I did not have any feelings, and I could not understand.
直到我真正清楚蒙恩得救之后，主一点一点开启我说，哎呀，不是主那时候老早就在我身上做工了。
After I got believed and saved by grace, then the Lord showed me little by little, and I realized that He has already done much work before that.
所以我们不但要看见主的荣耀，更要看见那些彰显荣耀的背后的主。
So not only we have to see the glory of the Lord, but we also have to see the Lord who is behind all those glorious work.
另外一个经历就是，当你相信主的时候，慢慢慢慢你会经历到主呢，他会向你说话，使你想起他曾经向你说过的话。
Another aspect is that after you believe the Lord, then He will slowly remind you of, then He will start to speak to you and let you be reminded of the words He has spoken to you.
所以主在向门徒说话的时候，许多时候在说的时候是门徒当时还不能够完全懂。
So when our Lord spoke to His disciples, most of the time, at that time when Lord spoke, the disciples could not understand completely.
所以老约翰说，等到主耶稣复活的时候，哎呀，那些话就懂了。
So the old John said that when our Lord resurrected, then they understood those words.
所以今天我们也是一样，你不要急，你不要一下子说，哇，圣经我马上就什么都懂了。
So it's the same to us. Then do not be in a rush to think that we want to understand all the words.
我们需要看重的就是，当我读圣经的时候，能够按部就班的把话藏在心里面。
What we shall put importance on is that as we read the scripture, we can step by step to let the words be hid in our hearts.
不但看得懂的话相信，看不懂的话同样相信。
Not only believe those words we understand, but those words we do not understand, we shall also believe.
今天看不懂，但是我就把这个事实放在我的心里面，主到了一个时候就把它解开。
Today we might not understand those words, but we put such fact into our hearts, and when the time comes, the Lord will reveal to us.
但是如果我们读圣经的时候，就是东跳一下，西跳一下，这个地方看着不喜欢跳，这个地方又不喜欢又跳，你就没有机会明白。
But if when we read the scripture, we jump around, if we do not like such place, then we jump to another place, and then we can never understand it.
我自己蒙了主光照之后，后来就不管喜欢不喜欢，就好好的慢慢看，然后看清楚。
After I'm being enlightened by the Lord, that whether I like it or not, I just read it step by step to read it clearly.
哎，后来有一天，哎，主就在很多种情况底下都可以开启了。
Then one day, in many different circumstances, the Lord revealed them to me.
有时候是在读经的聚会开启。
Sometimes it's being opened up to me during the Bible study.
有时候是自己在安静的时候，主向我开启。
Sometimes it's when I'm being quiet by myself, then the Lord opened up to me.
有时候在祷告的时候开启。
Sometimes opens up to me during prayers.
有时候弟兄姊妹交通的时候开启。
And sometimes open up to me during the fellowship with the saints.
很多很多的机会开启。
There are many opportunities to be opened up to me.
但是掌握事实是我们这边需要的。
But to take the fact is what we shall do.
那当主让我们想起他曾经说过的话的时候，在我们里面会产生很大的激励。
So when the Lord let us remember His words, it shall have a great encouragement in us.
特别主的话，照着他所说的能够实现，能够应验。
Especially when His words can be fulfilled according to what He said.
产生影响到一个地步，就是圣经和主所说的话在这个人身上产生绝对的权柄。
It's influenced to the point that there's an absolute authority of God's words at this person.
我想问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
Let me ask brothers and sisters a question.
到今天为止，谁的话在你身上有绝对的影响力？
Until today, that whose words on you have absolute influence?
如果那个人的话跟主的话对立的话，你选择哪一个？
If that person's words and the Lord's words are in conflict with one another, then who do you choose?
这是我们需要注意的。
This is what we shall pay attention to.
主的话在我们身上有没有绝对的影响力，绝对的权柄？
Whether Lord's words on us have its absolute influence and its power.
有经历的人才能够进到那个里面去。
Only those who have experience can enter in.
所以这叫我们能够常常经历到，我们是从独一真神来到，就来给我们的引导。
So this we can often experience that this is the guidance of the only God.
所以不但主有圣经这个客观的话给我们，主在我的里面有主观的话给我们。
So not only that God has given us objective words from the Bible, but Lord also gives us subjective words in us.
甚至到一个地步，我的生活言行都受主的话，受主自己的引导。
And to the point that my words, my deeds, my daily life is being guided by His words.
你今天觉得你要到哪里聚会，是你自己的决定呢，还是主的引导？
Do you feel that where you meet is determined by yourself or being led by the Lord?
你觉得要怎样聚会，是你自己决定呢，还是主的引导？
Do you feel that how you would like to meet is determined by, decide by yourself or being led by the Lord?
所以需要在主面前让主在我们身上做工。
Therefore we need the Lord to do the work on us before Him.
我想这个我是不可能今天把它讲完。
I think it's not possible for me to finish all.
因为时间的缘故，我想还是停下来让我们有这个主日学的时间。
Because of time, I think we should stop here and we can have Sunday school class.
主若愿意的话，我们再有机会，我们再回头再来交通。
If the Lord is willing, then we will have other chance to continue to share.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
主，我们把这些的话再带回到你的面前。
Lord, we commit all those words back unto you.
合乎你心意，能够对我们有帮助的，求你赐给我们回头的亮光。
Give us the light as we look back if those words are able to be according to your will and helpful to us.
不能给我们造就帮助的话，求你用宝血厚厚的涂抹。
For those words not edifying and not helpful to us, may your precious blood cover them.
愿你亲自引导我们每一位，叫我们进入那个相信的实际。
Pray that yourself guides each one of us, enter into the reality of believing.
也进入那个相信的经历里面。
And also enter into the experience of believing.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.